There is absolutely no arguing the fact that modern medicine can truly produce miracles. Things can be done to extend our lives in ways that our grandparents or our great-grandparents could have barely imagined. But with these stunning advances in medical knowledge, pharmacology, technology, come new challenges. Just because you can pull out the stops and treat a patient, does it mean you should? At what point do you say medical care should shift from treatment to comfort? Dr. Nishanth Shekharan is an assistant clinical professor of medicine at the University of Michigan. And this week, Michigan Radio is airing his reports on the growing field of palliative care. Dr. Nishanth Shekharan joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I think just about everybody listening is extremely familiar with the concept of hospice care. But in your reports, you're showing us there's a real distinction between hospice care and palliative care. Can you explain the difference and the similarities?
Sure. So let's start with the similarities. Both are focused on relieving patient suffering. And typically, palliative care is directed towards patients with a serious illness, no matter the stage of the diagnosis. Hospice care can be thought of as palliative care in the last 6 months of life. So palliative care is thought to complement traditional medical care. That is, you can have both curative therapy and palliative care at the same time.
So you're not throwing in the towel as a physician as such, but it's not as aggressive? Would that be the difference?
Well, I think there's different ways to frame it. When I talk to my patients, I typically frame it as, we are going to be very aggressive about focusing on your quality of life. That does not mean that you cannot also be aggressive with pursuing the medical therapy that people find that is consistent with their wishes and their goals of care. And palliative care is really about clarifying what patients' goals of care are while focusing on both the physical and psychosocial aspects of illness.
So you're thinking comfort even as you may be searching for treatment.
That is correct.
Physical and spiritual, it sounds like.
You really want to give the patient the highest quality of life possible. And quality of life is defined by the patient, their families, and may be different for different people.
So when you drew up your reports that have been airing this week, give us an example of how that works for a patient. What does that feel like if you're a patient and the family and you seek out palliative care?
So, for example, we talked with Rose Mark during our first report. And Rose Mark, before she went to the hospital, was a very functional, independent woman.
Elderly?
She was an elderly woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in Ann Arbor, but she lived in her own place. She had some assistance, but largely she had her own group of friends. She kind of went about her day and had family close by. Rose Mark abruptly developed a heart condition, and it put her in the hospital. And that is a huge change for older patients when they go to the hospital. They have changes in their functional state. They can have changes in the way they think, process information. And it really takes an emotional and sometimes a very high financial toll on people.
I can imagine it changes the way they view themselves. And I imagine that really impacts just everything for their mindset.
And that's exactly what Rose Mark told us. So when you're sitting there in your most vulnerable state, mm-hmm. She really thought about the bigger picture of her life. And one of the most poignant stories that Rose Mark and her daughter shared with us was her reconciling a very tense relationship with her young son. And when palliative care came in to talk to her about her overall quality of life, this was one aspect that was very important to her and that she needed to resolve. And so not only did she have her physical symptoms attended to, but she also had these very important emotional components attended to as well. It was interesting when her younger daughter, Lisa Mark, characterized her as being able to fly after she was encouraged to have a conversation with her son.
When we're talking about the palliative care, what type of team is involved? Is it similar to a hospice team?
So a palliative care team is multidimensional. So it will include a primary clinician, be it a physician or a nurse practitioner. There will be nursing, potentially nursing assistants that help, and therapists, physical therapists, potentially occupational therapists, chaplains, and importantly, social workers.
I'm speaking with Nishanth Shekharan, an assistant clinical professor of medicine at the University of Michigan. This week, Michigan Radio is airing his reports on the growing field of palliative care. And I've got to imagine palliative care can have an impact on healthcare costs as well as the quality of life for a patient, true?
Well, that's what some of the data is pointing to. And I think people in the palliative care community and the payer community are recognizing the potential for this. I had the chance to talk with Dr. David Scheer, who's with Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan, and this is what he had to say.
Palliative care then can achieve a substantial savings by avoiding expensive, unnecessary, non-value-added care, which importantly frees up more resources to better organize care, coordinate care, and better meet patients' needs. So from every perspective, palliative care can lead to a more effective healthcare system.
So, Dr. Shakerin, when you're hearing doctors like Dr. Scheer at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and he's talking about the impact in healthcare costs, this has to be extremely important when you're looking at this huge, huge bubble of baby boomers getting older by the minute. And we're looking at, for families, it means how do we take care of mom and dad, and also how do we keep healthcare costs from breaking us?
Yeah, and I would probably emphasize here that we shouldn't look at costs in isolation. The discussion that we really want to be having is about value, and that is how can we get the best healthcare outcomes at the most affordable price. And when we talk about outcomes, what we're really talking about is improving the benefits of medical care and minimizing the harms of medical care. We talked with Dr. Dan Maison, who's the palliative care lead at Spectrum Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he really emphasized the increasing complexity of medical care and how important it is to acknowledge that and have these conversations early. This is what he said.
And as we ask patients and families to partner with us to make these incredibly challenging decisions as the medical complexity continues to increase, I believe that the medical team and patients and families are going to need even more support in helping people work through what those decisions are. And palliative care is one service that can help people navigate that very well.
And is that something that is widely available? If I'm putting my mom into a hospital somewhere up north, will I be able to find palliative care, or is it spotty?
Well, it all depends where you live and who you ask. Mm. There is the Center for Palliative Care Research, and they give a report card to every state. And Michigan got a B. What that means is that we have palliative care in most hospitals throughout the state, particularly the large hospitals. But in the smaller hospitals, especially those with less than 300 beds, mm-hmm. it's maybe a little tricky to find. And there are a few reasons for that. Another important point to acknowledge is that we're doing better in the hospital setting, but it's still a challenge when folks are out of the hospital or even before they enter the hospital.
And that's what I wondered. So if patients, like you referred to Rose, if Rose goes home, is that support still there? I know with hospice care, they do follow you home. They'll follow you into the nursing home because you're looking at those last 6 months of life. But it's a different story then for this concept of palliative care, correct?
This is true. It is challenging to get funding for palliative care, and the reason are a couple-fold. Number one, palliative care is not a revenue generator in the same way we think of other specialty services. The business promise, if you will, is really that you can save costs on the tail end by providing better and better care up front. The other side is that the hospitals need resources to provide for these teams. And there are a limited number of palliative care providers available to provide these services. In the outpatient setting, we're gradually seeing hospice companies providing some of these resources for palliative care patients. But there are a few of them. One of the people we talked with was Arbor Palliative Care, which is part of Arbor Hospice in Ann Arbor. I talked with Hillary McConaughey, who's one of the nurse practitioners there. And she mentioned that outpatient care was excellent. It was really helpful. There are some challenges also, and these pertain to communication. This is what she said.
I think as a provider, one of our biggest challenges is communication. Typically, the patients refer to us. They'll have a primary care physician, but they probably see at least one, if not multiple, specialists. And if they're still receiving active treatment, then really there's multiple outpatient physicians that need to be kept abreast of what we're doing in the home. And that is challenging, to get a hold of people and just to keep everyone on the same page. Communication is key.
I'm speaking with Dr. Nishant Shekharan, who is with the University of Michigan. He's an assistant clinical professor of medicine and also serving as a reporter this week on Michigan Radio, airing his reports on the growing field of palliative care. You teach, you care for patients at the University of Michigan Hospital and the Ann Arbor VA Health System, so you are a busy, busy person. I'm wondering, why did you feel it was important for you to carve out the time to produce and report these stories for Michigan Radio listeners? What do you want people to get out of them?
Well, medical illness is extremely complex. It's difficult for patients, it's difficult for families, and it's having increasing social impact. And it's important for medical care to be consistent with patients' values. And oftentimes, it's sometimes difficult to really be clear about what patients' values are because there may be limited time or even limited training in how to elicit those preferences. Palliative care seems to be one service that puts together both the clinical aspects that we traditionally consider as well as the important psychosocial aspects of medicine. When you combine those things together, we are seeing increasingly that it does have the potential to address some important health system problems.
So what's the takeaway? If I'm sitting in Grand Rapids today and I'm listening to this conversation, what is it you want the public to be aware of with palliative care? What can we do? How do we seek it out? What should we know about it?
Well, I think for patients and families, they should be aware that there are specialized services that can help them disentangle the complexities of medical care and make sure that the health system is better matching their expectations. For providers, similarly, they should also be aware that there is a service that can help them better understand their patients and ensure the treatments that they are recommending are consistent with what patients actually want.
Well, the reports can be found on our website. You can go to michiganradio.org, and you'll find Dr. Nishant Shekharan's reports on palliative care, michiganradio.org. Thank you so much for talking with us and for sharing your insights as a reporter and as a physician.
Thank you.